Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
I'd very much like to dedicate some time to the Pauline year, which begins in a week's time. I began doing this last week by speaking to you of Barnabas, who once took St. Paul by the hand. So this week I've chosen to continue this series by telling the tale of one of the most famous couples from our family tree of faith, also connected to St. Paul. So keep listening as our scripture scholar, Mark Coleridge, Archbishop of Canberra and Goulburn, takes us by the hand.
Today I want to introduce you not to an individual character, but to one of the great married couples of the early church. Great friends of St. Paul, and like him, they were Jewish Christians. They're usually remembered by the names Prisca and Aquila, even though at times she is called Priscilla. But usually it's Prisca and Aquila. Now, these are very, very Roman names. But in fact, both of them came from Pontus, as it was called, in what is modern-day northeastern Turkey, up near the Black Sea. Like so many, they found their way from the provinces to the capital, and once in Rome, they became Christian. So they were Jewish Christians, as well established in the community in Rome. In fact, they're the first names we know of the Roman church. Now, like Paul, they were also tent makers. This was their trade. And they seem to have flourished because they must have had money. How do we know they had money? First of all, they had a big house. And the poor lived in tiny little apartments then as now. They had a big house, possibly on the Aventine Hill, which was a very, very plush part of town then, as it is now. We also know that they were Roman citizens, and you needed money to become a Roman citizen. Now, in the year 49, there was among Jews in Rome, and in fact probably among Jews and Christians in Rome, a dispute that became violent. Now, we're told in the Roman sources it was a dispute about a figure called Crestus, probably Christ. As a result, the Emperor Claudius said, "Now look, out of the city." So he expelled Jewish leaders and Jewish Christian leaders from the city, and among those certainly were Prisca and Aquila. So expelled from Rome, they end up in Corinth, and there they meet Paul in one of those fateful meetings of Christian history. In fact, Paul comes to live with them and sets up, therefore, one of the great ménage à trois of Christian history. One can only imagine a household containing Prisca, Aquila and Paul. They ply their common trade, making tents for Corinth, but more importantly, they preach the gospel in Corinth, and there they do it with power. But it's a mission that costs plenty, and it costs Prisca and Aquila almost their life, because Paul tells us in the letter to the Romans that they risked their lives for his sake. They go with him on mission from Corinth to Ephesus. So they become travelling missionaries, the married couple. No mention of children, by the way. So they go to Ephesus and there they stay on a preaching mission as Paul goes further. Eventually, when Claudius gets over his fit of pique, they return to Rome. And again, they set up a big house, again probably on the Aventine. And we know for a fact that a church, a group of Roman Christians, met in their house for worship. It may well have been in that house that Paul spent the time, the couple of years of his house arrest in Rome. It may also be the site of what is known today as the Church of Santa Prisca on the Aventine Hill. Interestingly, there's a suggestion throughout that Prisca was the more powerful of the two personalities, not only because the church bears her name, but almost always she's mentioned first. It's never Aquila and Prisca, but Prisca and Aquila. So there's every chance that she was a bit like some of those women in the Old Testament, a more powerful personality than her husband. Tradition has it that they were beheaded outside the walls. It's impossible to know. But one thing is clear, it certainly fits the pattern. It fits the pattern of their life, a life of the travelling apostle, the travelling missionary, which in a sense inevitably led to the witness of martyrdom. But it also fits the pattern of Nero's persecution, because Nero was determined to get rid of the leaders. And that's why Peter and Paul, and I think probably figures like Prisca and Aquila, would have been swept away in the persecution of Nero in the mid-60s. Like all the New Testament characters we've met on our journey, they were Jewish, they were Christian, they were missionaries, and I think probably they were martyrs. So these are the mighty spiritual genes that we've been exploring on this journey of ours. The mighty spiritual genes given to us who are flesh and blood people, but flesh and blood who can claim the family tree of faith, the magnificent family tree of faith that Scripture gives us and that we have explored and celebrated in these reflections.
You were listening there to Scripture scholar Mark Coleridge, Archbishop of Canberra and Goulburn, spinning the tale of a famous couple from our family tree of faith, Prisca and Aquila.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.